My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming. He joins me now to talk about a very high-profile amendment he is trying to attach to the Defense Authorization Bill that he says would protect the free expression of religion for Americans in the armed forces. He says there have been a number of recent stories, and some of them we have chronicled as well, in which he believes those rights have been infringed. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. I think it's a critical issue in our time, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak about it.
What was the impetus for this?
Well, as you just mentioned, there are a number of cases that we're finding where individual members have been, military members have been reprimanded, written up, denied promotion, or at least threatened to have promotions denied, because they may have put something in their off hours in a blog site that was very respectful but was consistent with their religious beliefs. Perhaps in one case, a Marine had a little party and he had Chick-fil-A there, and it was sort of connected with the defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, which is law, and unfortunately our president and DOJ refuses to defend. Other cases where actually, in some of their training at the Pentagon, they claim that evangelical Christianity is an extremism and consistent with the KKK and Al-Qaeda. And even situations where having a Bible on your desk, your personal space, if your commanding officer thinks that could offend somebody, you have to remove that. And lastly, Greg, when it comes to chaplains, if chaplains have to have their speeches reviewed and accepted, and certainly have words like Jesus removed from a Christian chaplain's prayer, or a situation where they're not even allowed to hand a Bible to someone or share their faith with someone, that's really where we've become. And so my amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which passed in the committee on a bipartisan vote, and the bill itself actually passed the House just a few moments ago, and is going to the Senate. And in fact, Senator Lee is passed out of his committee, his armed services over on the Senate side, an amendment with very similar language. So we hope to have this written into permanent law very soon.
Well, sir, one place you're not getting support for this is from the Obama administration itself. In fact, in their response to your proposed amendment, the administration said the amendment would have a, quote, significant adverse effect on good order, discipline, morale, and mission accomplishment. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's just absolutely not true. What it does is it allows for military members to exercise their First Amendment right within appropriate limits so that not only can they maintain their beliefs of conscience and their religious thinking and conceptual understanding about religion, but also they can express it and they can take action, which means that they can have a Bible on their desk or they can speak in a non-coercive fashion with other members. But it all has to be consistent with good morale and discipline, and also it can't affect in any way the military necessity that may occur. For instance, if your commanding officer says, get in that tank and go shoot, and you can't say, well, all of a sudden, it's against my religion. You can't do that. So all of those particular questions that come up are handled both in this amendment and in other laws that apply to the military.
Congressman, the existing law, and there was just a big, or at least the existing policy, and there's a big debate about this not that long ago at the Pentagon, they clarified it saying that sharing your faith is okay, proselytizing is not, essentially, you know, forcing a subordinate to agree to your religious beliefs. And every evangelical Christian who is concerned about this policy says they would agree with that. So how is what you're proposing different than the stated existing policy?
Well, good point. What the law said is you're entitled to your beliefs. Well, the problem with that is, does that allow you to express your beliefs? And the three different or four different main branches had different policies. The Navy and the Army had a pretty much, I think, very level-headed approach, but the Air Force came down very restrictive to say that you know, any show of religion, any mention of religion, and you could be written up and your career could be ended. And so not only does my bill allow for more latitude with that, my amendment, but it also makes DOD consistent, that they've got to have the same policy for all branches and not have differing policies among various branches of the military.
Do you get the sense the White House is willing to veto over this? How do you expect this to play out with them?
I think if it passes in the Senate and goes to conference and the language remains there, I do not see the president vetoing this, because again, it passed with bipartisan support from both the House and the Senate committees, and then in the House, a full House. So he would be going against many members of his party who really believe in the First Amendment. Certainly the courts, the Supreme Court has come out to say any time there's conflict in speech, there should be more speech rather than less speech. So I think the administration is likely to back down on this one issue.
Sir, last question. You sit on the House Armed Services Committee. As you thought about this, as some of these stories came to light that you mentioned earlier, how much contact did you have with current or prospective military families about how this current policy, how this debate would affect how long they expect to serve, or even if they start to serve at all?
I didn't have a lot of access in the short period of time before this was brought to my attention and we had to get it on the bill. But what I did is I spoke with outside organizations who are in contact with them, as well as the chaplaincy service, chaplains themselves. And, you know, it was pretty clear that there was a common thread of suppression for free speech, particularly for those who express religious beliefs, and even particularly more for those who express Christian beliefs. And remember, this cuts both ways. This allows expression of your Christian conscience beliefs, but also if you believe in Buddhism, Hinduism, or Islam, whatever, so that everyone has the same opportunity to speak and express their religious conscience beliefs.
Congressman, we'll hold it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Great. Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming, member of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.